The proposed streetcar line would traverse First Avenue and link with the existing South Lake Union Line and the First Hill Line, which is slated to open later this year. It's not the first time a downtown trolley delivered passengers just steps away to the Pike Place Market.
First streetcar was in 1884. It was the city's first streetcar line. You could ride it for a nickel, and it went down the center of Second Avenue.
That's local historian Alan Stein. In those days, one of the biggest objections to the newfangled brass-embellished trolleys was they might frighten the horses. Over time, the system grew.
The whole downtown was networked with streetcars. You know, you can see pictures in the old days of all the wires that were used, you know, to power the electric ones. That was quite a challenge to get that whole grid put in down there.
That grid, of course, is now gone. Voters decided against trolleys in favor of cars by 1941. Stein says what they didn't foresee is that Seattle now has the fourth worst traffic in the nation, and those streetcars were really handy for moving lots of people quickly. And that's still the case, according to Ethan Malone with the city's Department of Transportation.
First Avenue has very little transit service today, but it's really rich in destinations. There's 9 million visitors a year to Pike Place Market, similar number that are going to the ferry dock, and yet we're not really providing a lot of transit today to this corridor.
Malone says the new line will benefit tourists, but it's part of a larger plan to make it easier for commuters to transfer from longer trips on light rail and buses to different parts of downtown. The cost of the new streetcar will run about $110 million. Proponents hope $75 million of that will come from federal funding. Monica Spain, KPLU News.